Blog Talk Radio.
To put my Snoopy down.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? Oh, man, listening to that fight music gets me ready for some high school football, some college football. This is the weekend. Welcome to this edition of Friday Sports in the Fast Lane. We have a great show lined up for you today. We've got NFL news. We've got Jennerstown results and standings from last week. And, of course, we've got special guest Ellery Moore coming up a little bit later in the show to talk high school football and the Maslin Tigers. Let's go!
Give me the dog. Cabin Woodwork Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
That's right. This is the Friday Sports in the Fast Lane. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show, and I am your host, Pete. How you doing? Good to be back. Back in our home studios here, the 357 Woodworks Studios. We took last weekend, and we were at Jennerstown Speedway. We'll talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. We're on a little bit early today, but hey, you know what? It's better to be early than late, right? We got a great show coming up today. We've got some NFL news to catch up on. Of course, we've got Jennerstown results and standings to get caught up on. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll have Ellery Moore, former Maslin Tiger and Kentucky football standout. Ellery Moore, he's now the play-by-play announcer for the Maslin Tigers on Friday nights over there on ESPN 990 WTIG. He'll be up here in just a little bit to talk a little high school football with us. I'm excited about that. All right. But first, excuse me. Friends, fans, family of the show, I want to take a few minutes before we get the show really started and talk to you guys, the listeners. We have never done anything like this before, but a family friend of the show is in need. Elena is an adorable little three-year-old girl who was recently diagnosed with a very rare disease, severe aplastic anemia. She needs our help, along with prayers and support, obviously, for her and her parents. We are trying to help raise some money, as Elena will be in and around the hospital for 3 to 4 months, in which her parents will be with her and not able to work. Now, her favorite color is purple. So for $5, you can purchase a purple bracelet for this family. Any donation will be gladly accepted, obviously, but a donation of $5 or more will get you the wristband. Now, inscribed on this bracelet is the phrase hashtag Elena Strong. All right, so that's what we're going with. We're going with hashtag Elena Strong. That's the whole campaign. If you would like to purchase a wristband or just make a donation, text the word hashtag Elena Strong. Now, if you're not familiar with social media or anything like that, hashtag is the pound sign on your phone. It's the pound sign. So you'd hit pound sign, and then Elena Strong, it's all one word. It's all together. It's A-L-A-Y-N-A-S-T-R-O-N-G. So hashtag Elena Strong. Text hashtag Elena Strong to 330-209-4597. When you do that, we will respond. We'll give you more details on how to donate. And also, we'll get some information from you, obviously, so that we can get you a wristband. Thank you for your time. Of course, all the prayers that you can send. Now, if you go to our Facebook or Twitter pages, any of our social media pages, we have posted some pictures, of course, of what I just read, and so that you have the phone number, you have the word to text, hashtag Elena Strong. You can see that, and you can see the flyer that I was given about Elena. It's a little bit about her, about what they have to do, about what she goes through weekly. some other information on how you can get a hold of people. There's a benefit dinner coming up October 12th. It's a Saturday, October 12th. Tickets for this dinner are $10. There's going to be other stuff going on. I believe there's going to be a cornhole tournament. There's going to be an auction. We are putting, as a show, the Fast Lane Sports Show, not only are we going, we're putting together a basket. We're going to have some stuff in the basket for this auction. A t-shirt that says, you know, Talking Dirty. We have a magnet. We have a bumper sticker. But we're also getting some of our sponsors together, and they're going to help donate also. They're going to chip some stuff in to this basket that we're going to be auctioning off as well. And then I've got something else I'm going to put in this basket that I've got from a friend of mine that's donating something to us as well. We're also making a donation to the family as well as a show also. So there's a lot that you guys can do to help this little girl. She's a beautiful, gorgeous little girl. She's just, you wouldn't even know that, I mean, there's anything wrong. She's amazing. The family, it's a family friend of ours, of the show. Like I said, we don't usually do anything like this, but there's a family in need. And through some channels, they're kind of related to us, you know. So we're going to step up and help a family friend. But like I said, there will be a benefit dinner October 12th. Tickets are $10. If you want some more information on that, if you live close and want to go, if you want to help out, like I said, there's going to be an auction. We're putting together a basket for the auction. There's going to be an auction of other stuff there. All of this is to help raise money for the family for when Elena goes to the hospital, okay? So if you want some more information about anything going on with this, you can either private message me on Facebook. You can private message me on Twitter. You can, if you know me and have my cell phone number, you know, text me or call me, whatever. But we'll get you some more information. All right. So we're doing what we can to help this family and this little girl. So that's that. All right. A little bit later on in the show, I told you Ellery Moore will be stopping by. He's going to be joining us. As each and every guest in 2019, Ellery will be joining us and the show on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Don't forget to look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. It features an ultra trimmer 7th blade for refining and styling. Barbasol has also refined the close shave technology that includes clean rinse, ultra-thin blades, and a pivoting head. And for that close, comfortable shave, be sure to use Barbasol Shaving Cream. So I'm pretty excited to have Ellery coming by the show here in just a little bit. Let's get started. Some NFL news, of course, going on around and in the NFL. In case you didn't know, there's a lot going on. Last week, we had fun with a little bit of Antonio Brown. We didn't make fun of Antonio Brown, but we had some fun with it. Of course, Saturday morning on our show, as Christina does every Saturday on Talking Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS, Christina threw Antonio Brown into the penalty box, of course, with his everything else that he was doing. She threw him in the penalty box, and it wasn't, what, an hour later, the Raiders released him. So we had some fun with that. That was kind of fun. That was funny. You know, she wasn't taking exact credit for Oakland cutting Antonio Brown, but it was a neat coincidence. You know, I mean, it was pretty funny that she throws him in the penalty box and then he gets cut by Oakland. So, but the Patriots picked him up and everything. And then there's other controversy going on with him now. I don't even know how to keep up with it. I guess now there's rape allegations coming out against him from a personal trainer that he hired 2 years ago, 3 years ago, last year. I don't even remember when it was or what. So I will have to keep an eye on that. But the NFL is in full swing. We had a game last night, of course, a Thursday night game like we do every Thursday night, like we have for several years now. And of course, it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. They played at the Panthers, and the Tampa Bay won that game. What was 20-14 last night over Carolina? Of course, we had about a 27-minute delay in that game at the beginning. I think after kickoff, I think both teams had one possession. And then a pretty wicked storm moved in, so they got everybody out of the seats underneath stadium, got the teams off the field and everything, and they had about a, I don't know, it was about 26, 27-minute delay. Then they came back and continued playing the game. So that's that was last night's game. So week two has officially started, and with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, with the Tampa Bay winning the game 20-14 last night. Now, hopefully you remembered before last night's game to set your fantasy lineups. But if you're not part of a fantasy football league where you have lineups and a team that you draft in and everything, if you just like playing daily fantasy sports for any sports, whether it be baseball, hockey, football, NFL football, or maybe NASCAR even, if you don't know how much fun fantasy NASCAR is, either on DraftKings or FanDuel, or if you've been wanting to try daily fantasy sports, check out Hammer DFS. They have everything you need to start winning real cash prizes. We're talking real cash. These guys have been playing and winning on DraftKings and FanDuel every day for over 3 years now. A monthly subscription to Hammer DFS gets you access to everything that they play. This includes the NFL, the NBA, MLB, PGA, NHL, and of course, NASCAR. You'll also get exclusive access to their private chat with fellow members and 10 fantasy experts. 10 fantasy experts. And right now, listeners of the Fastlane Sports Show can get $10 off your first month at Hammer. Just go to hammerdfs.com, sign up with coupon code FASTLANE to get your exclusive discount today. HammerDFS.com. Use code FASTLANE. That's all one word, FASTLANE, and you'll get $10 off your first month. Be sure to follow Hammer DFS. They are on Facebook. You can look up Hammer DFS. And of course, they are on Twitter at Hammer DFS. Pretty simple, right? Let them know you heard about them on the Fastlane Sports Show. Send them a hey, you know. Follow them on Twitter and then mention them. Say, hey, at Hammer DFS, heard about you guys on the Fastlane Sports Show. Thanks for being a great partner with my favorite sports radio show and the most popular and the award-winning Fastlane Sports Show. Let them know that you heard about them on our show. They love it when you guys mention them. Coming up, when we come back, we're going to take a quick 1 minute break. We got to get some other commercials in here, but when we come back, we'll look at some key leaders of week one NFL. Who was the biggest letdown in week one? What was the biggest surprise? All this when we come back.
Live from the
357 Woodwork Studios in Stark.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network. All right, welcome back. Sorry, just talking to my kid on the phone real quick. All right, key leaders of week one. What do we got here? As of week one, you know, we've got some standings already. Obviously, we've got some stats. Looking at the quarterbacks for week one, there's some quarterbacks up there that you're like, wow, you know. For me, at least, I don't know. The first one that stands out, I've got quarterbacks, running backs, and receiver stats here for week one. Just the top 10 from each position. But just looking at the quarterbacks, I'm looking at quarterbacks here. I'm looking at Tom Brady, sixth on this list as far as passer rating goes. You know, I've got them listed for 1 through 10 in order of, the best passer rating all the way down. Tom Brady's sixth on the list, but seventh on the list is Gardner Minshew from Jacksonville. He steps in. He has 2 touchdown passes, an interception, throws 275 yards. His completion percentage was 88%. Had a passer rating 122.5. So, I mean, he's right below Tom Brady. But number one, best passer rating for week one was Dak Prescott for Dallas. There's not a huge surprise. Dallas is coming into 2020 kind of rebuilt over the last 3 or 4 years, right? Quarterback, running back, some receivers. Looking to be the NFL NFC powerhouse for the year. So not a huge surprise. Dak Prescott, top quarterback after week one, four touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 405 yards passing, passer rating of 158.3% or 158.3, 78% completions. Not a huge surprise, maybe, but Dak Prescott leading the quarterbacks after week one as far as passer rating goes. Derek Carr's 10th with Oakland, 259 yards passing, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Really, the only 2 quarterbacks in the top 10 as far as passer rating goes was with an interception was Gardner Minshew and Phillip Rivers. They each only threw 1 in the first week. So top 10 quarterbacks right now Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson with Baltimore, 324 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, you know. Patrick Mahomes with Kansas City, 378 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So some of the top quarterbacks in the top 10 right now after week one, maybe a couple surprises in that top 10. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, just a couple surprises. Running backs. Now I've got running backs listed here by yardage. So the top 10 running backs as far as total yards ran in week one, top of the list, Indianapolis, Marlon Mack, 174 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. 174 yards rushing. Obviously, Indianapolis is going to rely heavy on that run game for a while until they get some other stuff figured out with Andrew Luck retiring. That was kind of a shock on everybody, him leaving, but he did it for mental health reasons. He needed to get himself right. So, you know, I know he took a lot of slack for it, but you know what? He's got to do what's best for him. So Indianapolis relying heavily on that running game in week one. Marlon Mack, 174 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. Right below him with Carolina last week in week one, Christian McCaffrey, 128 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley of the Giants, 120 yards rushing. He didn't have any touchdowns, but he had 120 yards rushing on just 11 attempts. So he ran the ball 11 times for 120 yards. Dalvin Cook with Minnesota, 21 rushes, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mark Ingram with Baltimore, 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. So the top 5 running backs, over 100 yards rushing. Real close to that 100-yard mark, New Orleans' Alvin Kamara and the Rams' Todd Gurley, both with 97 yards rushing. Alvin with 13 carries, Todd with 14. So they were right there. Neither one of them had a touchdown, but right there close to that century mark. And then rounding out the top 10, Josh Jacobs with Oakland, Derrick Henry of Tennessee, and Carlos Hyde at Houston, 85, 84, 83 yards rushing. Jacobs with Oakland had 2 touchdowns. Henry with Tennessee had 1. Carlos did not find the end zone in week one, but some there's, again, with the running backs, there's some surprises, you know, not some of the big time running back names at that top 10 as far as yards rushing in week one. So that's something. You know, this is something to look at when you're trying to figure out whether you're just playing daily fantasy sports or whether you've got an actual team that you drafted. This is stuff that you're going to be looking at. And, of course, matchups. It's all about the matchups. And we go to receivers now. For week one, some key leaders at the receiver position. Kansas City. Now, we had Patrick Mahomes. He was third on the list for quarterbacks. He had 378 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Of that 378 yards passing, Sammy Watkins had 198 of those yards and 3 of those touchdowns. So all 3 touchdown passes Patrick Mahomes threw Sunday, this past Sunday, week one, they were all to Sammy Watkins. I think Sammy Watkins has found his place there at Kansas City. Targeted 11 times, 9 catches, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's crazy for week one. Right below him, Cincinnati. Andy Dalton wasn't even on the quarterback top 10 list as far as passer rating goes, but John Ross of Cincinnati, 158 yards receiving. He was targeted 12 times, had 7 catches, 158 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns himself. So there's, in my eyes, there's a shock. DeSean Jackson, he's back at Philly. He had 8 catches, 154 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Now, of that 154 yards receiving, 100 of it was on his 2 touchdowns. He had 2 touchdown catches of about 50-ish yards. So DeSean Jackson doing what he does best there in Philly. Again, back with his former team, catching them 50-yard bombs. Carson Wentz was on the top 10 list for quarterbacks as far as passer rating goes. Wentz this past Sunday in week one had 313 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Of course, DeSean Jackson had 2 of those touchdowns and 154 of those yards receiving. Some other names on this top 10 as far as – now, these are top 10 as far as receiving yards, total receiving yards for week one. T.J. Hockenson of Detroit, he's a tight end. He's the only tight end in the top 10 as far as yards receiving for week one. He had 131 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. That's huge for tight ends. You don't see tight ends with too many of them over 100 yards receiving, let alone 131 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. So that's huge for him. Some other names on the top 10 list as far as receiving yardage. Michael Thomas with New Orleans, 123 yards receiving, no touchdowns. Keenan Allen with the Chargers, 123 yards receiving and a touchdown. Rounding out the top 10 with Buffalo, John Brown. He had 123 yards also and a touchdown. So there's some of your week one leaders as far as yardage, passer, ratings go. Some surprises, I think, up there. Some teams that are going to be looking to shake some things up in the NFL here this year in 2020. Of course, 2019, looking ahead a little bit. 2019 is the NFL's 100th anniversary. I guess you could say this is the 100th season of the NFL. excuse me, I got a little scratchy throat today. As far as week one goes, looking at some of the scores here, I don't know what you're thinking, but my biggest letdown, let's talk about biggest letdowns of week one. I'm going to circle right here this 43-13 final, and that would be Tennessee playing at Cleveland. All preseason, since the draft, what have we heard? All we've heard, right, is Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland. Cleveland signs this guy. Cleveland signs this guy. Baker Mayfield's back. Brand new head coach, Kitchens. He's going to come in and change everything. They pick up OBJ. He's going to come in. Their defense is stout. All preseason, they've been shut down defense, lights out defense, right? Just on fire. Cleveland Browns going to storm the NFL. Fans hyped. That's awesome. Hyped. That's great. It's good to see a fan base that's been down for 20 years now, been down in the NFL. But the fan base has stuck by their team. That's great. Love it. Love seeing it. But they're my biggest letdown of week one. Hyped. 2019 hype, Cleveland Browns. This is their year. They're gonna not only make the playoffs, but they are gonna storm the NFL. Right? Tennessee comes in, drops 43 points on them in Cleveland. Cleveland barely scores 13 points. That's my biggest letdown of week one. Is the Cleveland hype, and then the total. Just wind out of the sails just in week one. So, hey, I don't know. Maybe it's week one jitters. I don't know. Maybe it was first home game jitters. I don't know what it was. But that's going to be my biggest letdown for week one is that all of the hype, all of the preseason talk and hype of the Browns, and then they get blown out by 30 points to Tennessee. biggest surprise from week one, I'm going to have to say my biggest surprise, one of them, is the Bengals hanging right there with Seattle. Seattle only won that game by a point. 21-20 was the final. And all we heard going into week one is how Seattle is just going to – the Bengals are down this year. They got killed by injuries last year. They're not ready for 2019. They need to rebuild. They need to come back. Give them a couple years. Seattle's been one of the top premier NFC teams right there every year. Playoff talks, Super Bowl talks. They still got Russell Wilson, a lights out quarterback, 21-20 week one. So who knows? And that was in Seattle. Who knows? That could be another case of first week jitters. I don't know. But that's going to be my biggest surprise that was a close game. Also, I'm going to have to – they're going to be tied with – and I don't know what you want to say about this, but Steelers getting beat by 30 in week one, going to New England, getting beat 33-3. That's a surprise for me. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm not a Steelers fan at all. I won't cheer for them. I'm more of a Patriots fan than a Steelers fan. So it didn't bother me to see Pittsburgh get beat by 30 points like that. But come on, you're going to sit here and tell me that that's not a shock, that you weren't shocked by that. Pittsburgh only putting up 3 points. Hello, are the Patriots that good? I don't know. They could be. Coming off of that Super Bowl win, they don't look like they're in a hangover right now. So those are my biggest – that's my biggest letdown of week one would be Cleveland getting beat by 30 at home, home opener, season opener. Biggest surprise, Bengals keeping up with the Seahawks and the Steelers looking lost. They looked lost in week one. When you've got the entire offense goes on hut hike, except the center, and he's the only one still sitting there with the ball. I mean, they looked completely lost in week one. So that's my takes from week one so far. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings, and we'll take a look at maybe some games to watch for week two.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network. That's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show. This is Friday Sports in the Fast Lane. Barbasol Shave phone lines are open if you want to call in and tell me what you think of the week one in the NFL. Phone number to call 657-383-1903. Give that number a call. Join the show. Tell me what you think. Biggest letdown for week one in the NFL, Cleveland. Biggest surprise, week one NFL, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Check us out on Twitter. Give us a follow on Twitter @_FastLaneSports. That's the show handle. Give it a follow. On Saturdays, of course, you want to follow us. You can follow Christina. Her handle is @KChambersSNS. That is Christina. She'll be joining us tomorrow, of course, when we have Talking Dirty presented by Hammer DFS. Don't forget to go to hammerdfs.com, sign up for a subscription, start winning cash prizes today. Daily Fantasy Sports over there. Use promo code FASTLANE. You'll get $10 off your first month subscription. Standings. Look at these standings. AFC, you got Buffalo, New England sitting 1-2 on top of the AFC East. Miami and the Jets both 0-1. The AFC North, not really a shock too much yet, other than Pittsburgh being 0-1. Baltimore, the only team with a win in the AFC North, they're 1-0. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, all 0-1. AFC South, same thing. AFC South, Tennessee, only team with a win, they're 1-0. Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, all at 0-1. AFC West, Oakland, Kansas City, the Chargers, 1-0. Denver, 0-1. NFC, looking at the NFC. NFC East, you got Dallas and Philly, both 1-0. And then Washington and the Giants, both 0-1. AFC North, Green Bay, Minnesota, both 1-0. Detroit and I believe it was, who was it? Arizona. In week one, they tied. I'm getting tired of seeing these ties. We got to come up with something. There's got to be. We can't have ties. I don't agree with the ties. You can't end in a tie. But Green Bay, Minnesota, both 1-0. Chicago, 0-1. Detroit, 0-0-1. NFC South, you got the Saints at 1-0. Carolina, now they're 0-2. Atlanta, 0-1. Tampa Bay, they're 1-1 now after last night. NFC West, San Francisco, the Rams, Seattle, all 1-0. Arizona, 0-0-1 with that tie with Detroit. So that's some of the standings that we've got going into this week. Some key games. What are we looking at here? Some key matchups. You got the Bengals at home this weekend. They're taking on San Francisco. You got Philly going on the road to Atlanta. That is the Sunday night game. The Eagles at Atlanta. That'll be Sunday night, 8:20. Monday night game. You've got the Jets. You've got Cleveland, 0-1 Cleveland at 0-1 New York Jets. So that'll be your Monday night game. So be sure to check that out. You got Cowboys at Redskins, Seahawks at Steelers, Patriots at Miami, Vikings at Packers. Somebody's going to get a loss there. So those are some games for week two. And of course, like I said last night, Tampa Bay defeating Carolina at Carolina 20-14. What do we got? We've got so that's all our NFL talk. When we come back, we will look at some Jennerstown results and standings and then break down the schedule from that. And then coming up very shortly, about 15 minutes, we will have Ellery Moore. He will be joining us to talk a little Maslin Tiger High School football coming right up.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving.
Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. We just broke down some NFL news, updates, standings, all that good stuff. Now let's talk about Jennerstown. Last weekend we were at Jennerstown for our annual trip there, and as always, no letdown. Great racing there, always welcoming. Great racing. as far as what we've got, some of the finishes last Saturday were just amazing. Some great racing in the Chargers class. Now, we've got in the Chargers class, we had Dale Kimberly started 8th out of 9. 9 Chargers started in the feature race. He started 8th, came all the way from 8th and won. Got his, I believe it was his 8th win. Chargers, Dale Kimberly, 8 wins. He got his 8th win last Saturday. That was awesome. Heck of a drive by him. He beat out Mr. Scott Mitchell, and he beat out Kelly Schalas, who's got 2 wins on the year also. And Scott Mitchell's got 3 on the win on the year. So that was your top 3, but Dale Kimberly, victorious there in the Chargers division. Then next up was the Street Stocks. The Street Stocks, what a heck of a race. Again, a heck of a race. And the point standings are tight. Right now, after last Saturday in the Chargers division, Dale Kimberly with those 8 wins, he does sit first. He's ahead of Chase Payton. Chase Payton in second is 61 points back. He's got 1 win on the year. Stephen Brown in that number 35 car, he sits third. He doesn't have a win yet this year. He's 107 points back. Number 4, Kelly Schalas, 2 wins on the year, 161 points back. And then 5th in the Chargers, Cody Gaynor, no wins on the year, 296 points back, only 2 races to go. In the Street Stocks, we had Aaron Van Fleet. He is the points leader of the Street Stocks. He was victorious last Saturday as well. Found victory lane again for the 4th time this year. He beat out Joshua Cohenour, and he beat out Casey Flegel. That was your top 3 podium guys in the Street Stocks. After the racing, current points, Aaron Van Fleet still in first place. He's got those 4 wins. He's got a 38-point gap back to Casey Flegel, who's got 6 wins in that number 13 Street Stock car. Jeremy Schaefer with 1 win on the year. He's third, 57 points back. Zach Todaro, 2 wins on the year in that number 4. He is 60 points back. And Angie Kimberly in the 69, 175 points back. That's your top 5 in the Street Stocks. Fast Fours, they were third up Saturday night in the feature, and it was a battle. I'll tell you what, it seemed like every feature was a battle. But in the Fast Fours, Brent Biggerstaff led the entire feature, and it came down to the last couple laps. But Andrew Pluta found his way to victory lane for the 8th time in 2019. Edged out Brent Biggerstaff in that number 53 car. But Brent, with that second place finish, he's keeping that gap right at 21 points. So he still has a 21-point cushion back to second place Andrew Pluta in that number 88. And third, Michael Saller, 77 points back. Fourth, Michael Strauss, 165 points back, and rounding out the top five in points, Evan Nybert with three wins on the year. He's 274 points back. He finished third in that feature last Saturday in the Fast Fours. And then we've got the late models. Boy, I'll tell you what, these cars were beating and banging. They were battling from the very green flag. On the very first lap, as cars are coming off of turn four, Christopher Brink, he's thinking of moving up from the modifieds to the late models in 2020 full time. This past Saturday was his first ever late model race and start. He lost it coming off between three and four and backed it into the fence there right off of turn four, right on the front stretch. So he was out early. A couple laps in, Teddy Gabala, he's our points leader in the late models. He got into it with, I believe he got into it with Will Trout. It was either Will Trout or Ship. I cannot remember now, but it was one of those two. He kind of got into it. They both got spun around in the middle of one and two. Gabala was on, he was on a tear. He was coming. He started 10th out of 12, and he was right up there, was looking to maybe make a couple more passes, get in that top five, and he would have been on some rails. Those leaders would have been probably getting a little nervous, but could not come back from that early spin, just didn't have the car to get back up through to get a top even five finish. So Barry Audie wins. He gets his fourth win in the late models last Saturday. Price finished right behind him in second. Todd Price, I believe. I'm sorry. No. Yeah, Todd Price finished second. Zane Farrell with the podium finish coming in third. Ship fourth, Barclay fifth. That was your top five last Saturday. Points after last Saturday. Barry Audie cutting into that gap a little bit. He's got four wins on the year, but Teddy Gabala still in first in those late models. He's got seven wins on the year. He's got a 25-point cushion back to Audie. Gary Wiltrout in third. He's got a win on the year, 60 points back. Zane Farrell, fourth place. He's got a win on the year. He was on the show last Saturday morning. We talked to him. He is 72 points back from first. Brian Shipp rounding out the top five in points, 113 points back. That's your late models. In the modifieds, Jason Busch started eighth, won his heat race, started eighth, gets up until last Saturday, no wins on the year for Jason. Jason is used to the victory circle. He's used to parking that modified in victory lane. That 42 car had not seen victory lane yet in 2019. Saturday, he parked it. First win of the year, Jason Busch, that number 42 modified, gets a first place finish. Followed closely by Anthony Aiello. What did we have? We had Adam Koslinik finished third. We had RJ Dalp finish fourth, and then Brad Milbourne came in. He was fifth. That was your top five finishers in the modifieds last Saturday. But congrats to Jason Busch on getting his first win of the season. Points now after last Saturday modifieds, another close one. RJ, he is only 27 points back from Anthony. Anthony is leading the points right now. He's got three wins. Second place is RJ. He's got four wins, 27 points. Jason Busch cuts into that lead a little bit. He got his first win Saturday. He's sitting in third in points, only 45 points out. Still two races to go. Tom Golic in fourth. He's got 154 points. Adam Koslinik in fifth. He's got two wins on the year, 171 points back. He was battling Jason. Jason was battling that double zero car too. Finally got him off of turn two. Adam got a little loose, got a little sideways a little bit. Jason was right there, pounced on it, took the lead, I believe with about five laps to go or so. And bullets, sweating bullets for Jason, because there was a car that spun with, I believe, Jason was coming down the backstretch, coming through 3 and 4. Car behind him spun out. Jason took the white flag. Car got righted, kept on going, no caution. Jason goes around one more time, gets the checkered flag. So congrats again to Jason on getting his first win of the year at Jennerstown. Two more weeks left. We got two more weeks left for Jennerstown Speedway. This Saturday, tomorrow, September 14th, all five divisions, again, they will be racing. Late models, only division running heat races to set up the feature. All other divisions will be running just features. The reason why, this Saturday, MustSeeRacing.com sprints will be at Jennerstown. Fast sprint cars on asphalt. Crazy fast. Also, this Saturday, Super Cup Stock Car Series will be there. Their Twin 50s will be this Saturday as well. Lots of great racing at Jennerstown. Be sure to check it out. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. Check them out. Great place. Great racetrack. Beautiful racetrack up in the Laurel Highlands part of the country there in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains. Love it. Love going there. Can't wait to get back. Wish I could go a couple times a year, but just can't feasibly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Ellery Moore with us. He is the play-by-play announcer for the Massillon Tigers high school football over there on ESPN 990 WTIG. We've got him on the Barbasol Shea phone lines when we come right back. Stick around.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. This is Friday Sports in the Fast Lane. And this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. I am your host, Pete. We are joined now by Massillon Tiger football play-by-play announcer over there on ESPN 990 WTIG. We've got Ellery Moore joining us on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. Hello, Ellery.
Hey, guys. How you doing? TIG. How's everybody doing there?
ERS. Hey, Ellery, thanks. Thanks for joining us. I know that you're at work and everything, but I'd love to get you on here, and I've been wanting to get you on, and we'll talk a little high school football about the Massillon Tigers. Thank you for joining us. Now, for those that may not know, Ellery played for Massillon. He played football at Massillon, went on to play for Kentucky. Ellery, what was it like, real quick, what was it like to wear that historic and tradition-filled uniform and play in Paul Brown Tiger Stadium?
I mean, it was probably the greatest part of my career. You grow up in Massillon, and you get to watch people like Philando Ashcraft, Leon Ashcraft, Travis McGuire, the Eric Wrights, the Willards, all of these guys in your neighborhood, and that's who you wanted to be. I never wanted to be an NFL player growing up. I wanted to be one of those guys, one of those Massillon Tigers. So when I finally got to put on the uniform as a sophomore, and then I ended up starting just a couple games later, it was just a surreal feeling. And coming out in Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, there's nothing like it in the world. I played in Tennessee, over 100,000 people there. Never got the same energy. I played in Alabama. I played at Georgia. I played at Mississippi State. I played at South Carolina. And none of those games, Florida in the swamp, none of those moments ever let me feel like the first time I walked out in Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. So it was just an amazing – it was an honor to be a captain there. And it's a privilege to be a part of the legacy.
And now of course you get to sit up in the booth, each week with Ray and in that same stadium that you experienced all that, you get to sit up there and call the play by plays. Now that must be pretty exciting for you to be able to kind of come full circle back to that.
It is, man. It's another honor, man, that, you know, Ray and ESPN 990 and WTIG gave me an opportunity to talk about Maslin Tiger football. It's stilling. I get one of the best seats in the house besides being on the sideline. I get to see all the action, and I get to sit up there for a couple hours and just talk Maslin Tiger football. I mean, it's fun. It's an amazing experience. I love doing it, and I'd rather not be anywhere else on Friday night.
That's awesome. We are talking with Ellery Moore on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. Ellery, let's jump right to 2019. What do you think so far of these Tigers through the first two games that you've seen against St. Vincent, St. Mary, and against rival Glen Oak?
And the two things, those two games, everybody sees the score. Was it 44-14, 55-12, or 55-13, whatever the finals were of those two games. The only people that's going to get in Maslin's way is Maslin until they reach the playoffs. They got a Pennsylvania team coming from Pennsylvania here soon. That's going to be a tough game, but those two teams just didn't have enough for what Maslin has brought to the table these last 3 years, maybe almost going on 4 years. The talent pool is there. The coaching is there. The training, strength and conditioning program is there. T. Roddy handed off back to Dan Studer, so he's now in there just like his father, taking over the reins in that weight room. And these guys are just amazing. They are talented on every level, especially offensively. If you're going to beat Maslin, you better be ready for a shootout, or you better run the football like crazy and take Aiden Longwell and Jaden Ballard and Andrew Wilson-Lamb and those guys and Zion and Terrence Keyes and keep those guys off the field, because if you don't, you're probably going to give up 30-plus points.
Coming off of now, of course, for some that don't know, last year, 2018, Maslin went 14-0, made it to the state championship game, played state championship games right here in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. That in and of itself is a whole nother show to talk about how, you know, playing state championship games up here is iconic. But coming off of that 14-1 season, losing that tough state championship game, does it look like these Tigers are picking up right where they left off last December from that game?
And you know what? It's crazy to say, but yes, especially when you lose a player like Jameer Thomas. You lose a player like Kashad Mack. You lose a player like Adric Ford. You know, you lose guys like that who were so phenomenal for the Tigers last year. Jameer Thomas is the number one running back that Maslin's ever had in a statistic point of view. So when you lose guys like that, you're like, okay, how do we start over? What do we do now? Like, do we just rebuild? Are we rebuilding now? No, Maslin just reloaded. They literally just reloaded. To bring back a Jaden Ballard and an Aiden Longwell, of course, Jaden Ballard is a big-time receiver, already committed to Ohio State. And Aiden, I call him Joe Cool, because he is as steady as it comes back there as a quarterback. And his numbers are phenomenal. So, yeah, seriously, they just picked up where they left off. I spoke downtown at the rally. You know, we do our big rally right before the first game downtown Maslin. There was hundreds of people down there, and my message to them was very simple: move on. Last year was great. It was huge. We haven't done it in a very long time, but we're Maslin, and being runner-up is not what we want to do. Was it fun? Did we have a fun ride, man? It was crazy. We celebrated every week. We did 15 push-ups every week. But it wasn't about being state runner-up. So it's about them moving on. And I'm telling you, Pete, I really think the coaching staff has dug that in their brains, and I feel like the town is getting to that point too.
That's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, Ellery, have one minute commercial. And then when we come back, we'll have Ellery still with us, and we will talk about looking at the computer standings so far, and then we'll take a look at the upcoming game this Friday against Warren Harding. Stay tuned. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. All right, welcome back. This is Friday Sports in the Fast Lane. I'm your host, Pete, and we have with us on the Barbasol Shea phone lines, we are joined by Ellery Moore. He's a former Maslin Tiger standout. Now he calls the play-by-plays of the Maslin Tiger football games on Friday nights for ESPN 990 WTIG. Ellery, taking a look, I'm looking at the computer standings right now, and I know it's early. I know we've only played 2 weeks. Division 2, Region 5, they messed up the regions a little bit after last year. I'm still kind of salty about this, but, hey, you know what? It is what it is. We got to roll with it. But this year we're in Region 5. And I know it's early, but Maslin is sitting first right now ahead of the team that beat them last year in the state championship, ahead of Hoban. We're actually tied for points. They've got us first anyway. How do the coaches and the kids, how do they react to seeing this and seeing themselves sitting in first right now, right above that team that beat them week 15? How do they not let that deter their focus and stay focused for the games coming up?
Right there, that the computer rankings are great. You know, it's good to acknowledge, especially for people like us, the outside looking in, right? Where we ranked at, where are we at? You know, just like the BCS Championship Series, we're so intrigued by those numbers and what they mean. But in a locker room, it starts with your coaching staff. Well, not let me rephrase that. It doesn't even start with your coaching staff, Pete. It actually starts with your senior leaders, your guys who have been there before, who understand that point systems and brackets don't matter. They just don't. Until you get into playoff football, none of that stuff matters because you can be the last seed in a tournament and go all the way to the state championship. You don't have to be number one. You don't have to be number two. It's about getting into the dance. So as your senior leaders in that locker room, yes, for us, that's intriguing. I'm excited that we're over Hoban right now. I really think as a whole, we got a better football team than Hoban has right now. I really do. They got some stars. They got some studs out there, and they're going to be tough to beat on Friday night by any team. I don't care if you're D1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, but so is Maslin at this point. But what you want your team to do, not just your coaching staff, because after so long, it's just like your father, right? His voice starts to drown out. You start listening to other people when it comes to certain things, right? That's just like a coach. The people in the locker room, they have to police themselves. Aiden Longwells, the Jaden Ballers, those type of guys have to police this football team and make sure that they stay on task. The task is this week, and it's Warren Harding.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Warren Harding. Looking at tonight's opponent, the Tigers' foe for this Friday, and it's the Warren Harding Raiders. And we have a long and storied past with Warren Harding. Of course, you know this. We've played 82 games against Warren. We lead the series 54-25-3. It's been a tough series. anybody close to the Maslin, you know, Maslin fans get a lot of slack for some of the stuff, but Maslin has also gotten, you know, roughed over a little bit over our 125 years history that we have. We're going to Warren. We know that on the road at Warren, at Austintown, at McKinley, there's some places that when you look at the schedule and you see where we're playing at, as a Maslow fan, you right away go to, oh man, we got to go to Warren this year. That's going to be tough. How tough is it going to be tonight for the Tigers on the road at Warren against these Harding Raiders?
You said it right there, very clear. The series that we played against Warren Harding has always been tough. You know, what was that? Was it the old Ohio Valley Conference? Is that what it was?
All-American.
I think that's what it was. All-American Conference, yeah. So we've always played them. They've always had talent. I know people remember Mr. Lynn, who was at Warren Harding a couple years ago, came to Maslin and just embarrassed us. One of the best high school football players that I've really ever laid my eyes on. He's now Kentucky Wildcat, so he's family, so I can't be mad at him anymore. But no, when you go to Warren Harding, you got to understand, people can call this a trap game. And that's when you hope your senior leadership and your preparation by your coaching staff and the game plan doesn't allow your team to get trapped, because you can go to Warren Harding and get trapped. They played McKinley tough first week, and then now they got Maslin on their schedule. They want one of us, okay? They didn't get McKinley. They want us next. They don't want to lose to both of us. They want one of us. And though out of those two games, if they can get two ours, they'll go crazy. But if they can get one, no matter if it's McKinley or if it's Maslin, if they can get one game, especially with how big and how great everybody is saying the Maslin Tigers are, all these five-star athletes and all these Ohio State commits and quarterback is amazing and, you know, all of these things going on, why not? Why not be ready for this football game? But if your Tigers are not, they're going to be. It's not going to be a 55, in my opinion, a 55-13 game. I really don't. Do I think the Tigers will eventually outmatch them and outperform them? I do, because the Tigers are loaded, especially on the offensive side of the football. And the defensive side of the football, when you put Manny McElroy in the middle at center, over the center, and you only single block that young man, you are doing a very, very bad thing for your offensive football team. So I think it's going to be a classic game. I think it's going to be a great game. I think, you know, first half, if Maslin opens it up and starts fast, Warren Harding can never catch up. But if Warren Harding plays that tough, physical, smart, athletic defense like they typically have, Maslin's going to have a good night. They're going to have a great night to win.
Yeah, kind of building off of that a little bit of what you just mentioned. I've noticed, too, the last couple years, Maslin has seemed to have been a lot more of a disciplined team. There were some years in the past where, you know, silly, stupid penalties. And I know these are just kids. We're not watching NFL players here. So they're still learning the game. They're running high on emotions. We know 15, 16, 17-year-old boys, we know what those emotions are like. We've been there, Ellery. But the last couple of years, you know, we went 10-4 2 years ago. We went 14-1 last year. We're 2-0 so far this year. The one big thing I've noticed so far from this coaching staff over the last couple of years is the discipline. How well disciplined would you say this team is, and how much will that be a huge factor tonight at Warren Harding?
They are as disciplined as a high school team as you're going to find. And now, again, that starts with your coaching staff. And them, the kids believing in their coaching staff, that the coaching staff only wants the best for them. And then it goes into policing yourself. Every once in a while, do I feel bad if my middle linebacker gets a personal foul because him and a fullback got into it? No, I don't, Pete. It doesn't bother me that much. I need that raw emotion. I need that physical activity, because that's the game of football. It's a gladiator sport. There's really no friends. There's physical contact every single play. There's people talking junk every single play. But I don't want us to be a bonehead football team, because we're losing. Now we're going to punch somebody after the play. That's not what Maslin is anymore. you know, you'll get those personal fouls. You're going to have them, man. It's part of the game. But what this coaching staff and what this team has developed is accountability for the man on my right, on my left, in front of me, in back of me, and my guys on the sideline, okay? Because they don't want to disappoint them and put them in a bad position. You know, you don't want to have your offensive lineman hit somebody after the play while he's on the ground, step on him, mug his face into the ground, and now he gets a 15-yard penalty. Now his quarterback has to drop back. Now he's exposed to a full-out blitz in the pass rush. They love Aiden Longwell too much for that. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what this team has. They have an accountability in a friendship outside of football that makes them not make those bonehead mistakes because they got to look at their teammate and say sorry, and they just don't want to.
We are talking with Ellery Moore on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. He is the play-by-play announcer for the Massillon Tiger high school football team over there on ESPN 990 WTIG. You can listen to him and Ray Jeske every Friday night as they call the plays for the Massillon Tigers. Ellery, I know you're probably busy. You're at work and everything, and I got one more question. We'll kind of get this wrapped up. We're playing the Warren Harding Raiders tonight. We've been playing them since the 60s. If you look at Massillon's schedule this year, we've got Harding, we've got Austintown Fitch, we've added Barberton this year to our schedule, and of course McKinley every year. That's obvious that we play them. Looking at this schedule, that's some old rivalries. We've got a long history with these teams. How important is it for Massillon to keep scheduling these teams that are not only Division II teams, because that's what we are,
playoff
but also scheduling, and playoff teams, and scheduling these teams that we've played and that we have a history with? How important is that history to keep for Massillon with these other teams and schools?
Pete, remember last year we went to Louisville. Remember that was one of the series that we kind of gave, you know, new life to. I was so excited about that. And we played them again this year, but it's at home. To get Barberton on the schedule, of course we keep playing those guys from up the street. We ain't gonna never stop playing those guys. But to keep Warren Harding on the schedule, to keep Austintown Fitch on the schedule, I've always loved playing Austintown Fitch. Going there or playing them home, it was always fun, exciting, a physical game, great atmosphere. Those are the type of games that you have to have on your schedule, especially even for your older fans, right? The guys and the women who remember playing Fitch, who remember playing – hi, honey, Day's on the phone. That's my dog. So all of those things there, you want those rivalries back because you build that same energy and people start talking about in 1975 when we went and played this team. You know, I just love stories like that, man. As it's a Massillon guy, I love hearing about the old teams that we used to play and who played on them teams. You know, oh, my God, that guy played there. I remember he went to Michigan. I remember he went to Ohio State. I remember people talking about him. Those type of things come back, man. It's just great history, especially when you talk about Northeast Ohio football.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ellery, I want to thank you again for coming on the show today. I appreciate you taking some time out to talk high school football with us. I'm all for it. If you are, if you want to join every Friday at about 12:30, come on. We'll talk about the previous week. We'll talk about the next upcoming Massillon Tiger opponent. So I'm all down for it. If you are, so the invitation
Absolutely.
Is open.
The schedule permits. Okay. Yeah, the schedule permits, man. I'd love to do it. We're talking football,
all right,
man. I could talk football all day long.
Me too.
I got to get into the racetracks, though, man. That's the next thing I got to do, man. I love speed. I love power, man. I got to figure out a time to get out there and watch some of that.
You just let me know. The racing season is coming to an end now, but next year I'll have to take you to a couple tracks, and we'll get you out there and let you experience some of that.
You guys heard it first. Pete promised me to take me to the track. I'm going to get on the station next year. If he doesn't, I'm telling everybody he did not commit to us, not stick to his promise, guys, all right?
All right, Ellery. Hey, you have a great weekend. I'm going to be tuning in to 990 tonight. I'm going to be listening to
Absolutely,
you
man.
calling the plays tonight. So
Thanks,
good luck.
Brother,
have a safe trip to Warren, and we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Sounds fair. Y'all have a good one now.
All right, everybody. That was Ellery Moore. He's a former Maslin Tiger player. He's been a friend of mine for a very long time. He now gets to sit up in the booth over there at ESPN 990 WTIG. He gets to call the play-by-plays for the Maslin Tigers every Friday night. That is pretty awesome. I can't thank Ellery enough for coming on the show tonight. I was actually kind of nervous to talk to him, to have Ellery Moore on the show and get to interview him. But I enjoyed it. I love getting to talk to Ellery. I'm going to listen to him tonight. If you want to listen to some good high school football, tune in to WTIG 990. That's ESPN 990. Ellery Moore, Ray Jeske, they will be calling the play-by-play tonight for the Maslin Tigers as they travel to Warren Harding and take on the Raiders over there in Warren. All right, that does it for our show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Tomorrow, we will be back here tomorrow morning. Looking at my schedule here. We will be back on, as we are every Saturday, 9 a.m. We will be live. Christina will be joining us. Of course, tomorrow is a Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. We will have Talking Dirty presented by Hammer DFS. I'm excited about that. I can't wait to do tomorrow's show. We've got some NASCAR news to get caught up on. We've had a lot going on in the NASCAR world over the last week or so. So I'm excited to talk about some NASCAR stuff. Of course, we've got dirt racing. Christina will be getting us all caught up on dirt racing tomorrow. If you don't remember, don't forget, I posted something on Facebook. We had our little social media experiment on Facebook and Twitter. Everybody who participated, you got a random number. Tomorrow morning, I will be picking a random number. I will actually have Siri helping me do that. She will be picking a number. So whoever's number gets drawn tomorrow by Siri will win a prize, and we are giving away a Talking Dirty t-shirt. So be sure to listen to that. Listen for your number to get drawn and picked. We will be, of course, Christina will be picking somebody else to throw in a penalty box. She tweeted me the other day. She's already got somebody in mind. So I can't wait to see who she has picked to throw in this week's penalty box. Hopefully it's not an active NFL player, and hopefully they don't get cut from their current team again. Be sure to tune back in tomorrow morning at 9. And then, of course, we will have Saturday morning Fantasy Live with Chris Racic. He will be joining us once again. He will be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to break down the second week of fantasy football. So be sure to tune in. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Give our sponsors a shout-out as well. Tell them that you heard them on Fast Lane Sports Show. Give them some love. Until we talk tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., hope you all have a good rest of your Friday. This has been the Fast Lane Sports Show. Of course, I am your host, Pete. Until we talk tomorrow morning,
see? New chapter. Had to rewrite my story, I can't move backwards. Mistakes bound to happen, gotta move faster. Gotta keep pacing this long race, don't let dudes pass you. Parted ways with that label, I don't do masters. I feel free now. Took my shot, it bounced back, then I rebound. Had to just clear my cardies, I can see now. I admit, I took some punches, I was beat down. Couldn't lay down, dust it off.
Thank you for listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.